Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you like your team's chances on the road against Deshaun Watson and Hopkins and J.J. Watt returning? I don't know what to think of him because he could tear his pec again. I have no idea.
I mean, he was limited today. Who knows what if he's 100% or anything like that going into the game. So,
how do you feel about – because I think the – first of all, I think the Bills have a great defense. I think they have an adequate – offense. I think they have a above average quarterback. I really do think he's above average. I think he's good. And I do think Deshaun Watson is more exciting.
Oh, he's better than Josh Allen, no doubt.
So, but I think their defense will level that off a little bit. I do believe that it's almost, to me, an under. I think it's a it's going to be a brawl this
See,
game.
See, every Bill game is.
I it's going to be a
every
punch
Bill game is a rock fight.
Right.
Every Bill game.
All right. So, do you? How do you feel about them going in there in the afternoon on Saturday to take on that team on the road? Do you think they can actually pull it off and get it done?
I think they can absolutely win the game. No doubt about it. This was a much better matchup for them than playing the Chiefs or playing anything like that. This is a team that they can slow down enough. The question, just like it is every week with the Bills.
You'd rather play them than, let's say, getting stuck with the Patriots.
Well, look, I probably would have liked to play the Pats because I want another crack at them.
Right.
After the tough loss there at Foxborough a couple weeks ago.
Right.
But this is a team that I think that the defense can, you know, if they can hold them to 14 to 20 points, will the Bills score enough? It's the same question every week. Do they have 20 points in them? That's it. Does the Bills offense have 20 points in it? And I think against that team, they might.
Right.
I think they can win a 20-17 type of game. That's what they got to do.
Mafia, do you have any faith in the Bills on the road in Houston? Or are you on the Texans?
I think I'm on the Texans just because it's on the road, but I think that it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be pretty much up for grabs late in the game. You know, can you put that drive together to win it? Because they're within one score. You know, I don't think either of these teams are going to pull away and just run away with this thing. Both these have good defense. I think the Bills' defense is better. I think Houston's defense isn't what it was after they got rid of Clowney. And, you know, JJ,
right.
You don't know what he's going to be coming back. I still think they are a solid defensive team. And against the Bills' offense that can struggle at times, you know, they can be adequate enough. It's going to be how much the Bills' defense slows down that offense, how much they can contain Watson, how much they can contain, you know, Hopkins. And that's the question that needs to be answered. I think that they're going to squeak it out, though, the Texans, though, at home. And then the next round will be where they have more trouble.
I think the key to this is if Will Fuller plays for the Texans, because he's their deep threat. He's their big play guy. I know that Hopkins, he catches everything. He's going to have Trey White on him. Trey White has shut down everybody this year.
He's great.
He's been great. Not having
he may
Fuller,
be the best corner now in the league.
Him and Gilmore. I mean, I think that, you know,
right.
Those are the guys that you're talking about. If Fuller plays, it adds that element of a deep threat that I don't know if the Bills' second and third cornerbacks are going to be able to hold that down. And it seems like Watson and Fuller, when he's out there and they have big games, they win. And I think that White will take care of Hobson. He's going to get his, but he's going to hold him in check. Fuller playing or not playing is the key to me.
Yeah, and what is his injury that what is
he's
the
always hurt.
He's
I couldn't even
something.
Tell you.
He's always got something.
He's always hurt.
So the other game is obviously the Titans and the Patriots. Now, my first reaction is, what did you think? Because I bet on Miami in 16 points on Sunday, and I was loving life watching that football game. I got to tell you, I think Ryan Fitzmagic deserves that gig next year. He deserves to be the starting quarterback of the Dolphins. I thought he played fantastic this year for them, to be honest with you. I thought Flores did a great job. The fact that they won in Gillette almost knocked me over. And now, what kind of reaction do they have off of that game that they had to lose the bye? And they have to play in a wild card, although they're at home and are favored, whatever, by 4.5 over the Titans, who have just been absolutely kicking everyone's ass lately, playing great football, running the ball down people's throats. Do you believe they can actually go in there and beat the Patriots, who look vulnerable right now, to say the least?
Look, this is well documented. It's going to be hard for the Patriots to get back to the Super Bowl this year. They don't go to the Super Bowl when they have to play Wild Card Weekend. They just don't. But do I think it's over this week? I got to see it to believe it. I really do. Ryan Tannehill going into Foxborough on Saturday night, beating the Patriots. I hope it happens, but I got to see it first.
So you don't believe it?
I got to see it. I got to see it happen. I'm on the Patriots on Saturday night.
And lay in the 4.5.
Yeah.
And then what about you, Mom?
I'm the same way, because I feel like everybody's going to be jumping on the Titans right now. After the way that the Patriots lost that game last week, they blew their chance. Now they have to go on the road if they can make it to next week. I think a lot of people are throwing dirt on them and thinking, okay, they're done. If they can lose to Miami, and the way the Tennessee's hot right now, they're going to lose to the Titans. I think at home it changes things. I think as good as Tannehill has been, you focus on taking away that running game, it changes that team. And I think their defense is good enough, especially with Belichick being there and the game planner he is, to say, you know what? We're going to take away Henry. We're going to load the box. We're going to make you beat us, Ryan Tannehill, because we know you. We saw you in Miami. You're not going to beat us. And that's how they're going to play it. And I think they're going to squeak out the win. It's going to be ugly, just like a lot of their, you know, back in the day when they weren't the offensive juggernaut that we were used to with guys like Gronkowski or, you know, the years with Moss. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be close. It's going to be tight. But I think they're going to get by.
So you think they'll get by him, but you don't think they cover the number?
4.5, you know what? I could see that covering. I could see it be a field goal game.
So you think
that? I could see Tennessee covering.
So you
but
like the Titans didn't. To cover and the Patriots to barely beat them?
Yes.
Wow, that's crazy.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.